It took the Ashby Fire Department several hours to confirm the structural integrity of the remains of the Linklater home before they would permit forensics and investigating officers inside. As they waited, Serrano and Tally interviewed the crowd of onlookers and knocked on neighbors' doors, hoping someone could shed light on Matthew Linklater's death. Rachel paced the driveway like a caged lion watching a limping zebra. She couldn't wait to get inside the house. Several months back, after she'd helped put a killer behind bars, nearly killing him in the process, the Ashby PD realized Rachel Marin could be a valuable asset to their overworked department. She had proven her abilities on the Constance Wright murder investigation, even if she'd pissed off the rank and file by doing their jobs better than they could. Serrano and Tally convinced APD Brass she would be a boon to the squad, so Rachel was hired as a freelance forensics consultant. Serrano even dangled the possibility of a full-time position if she played her cards right and stayed out of trouble, but Rachel said that wasn't her goal. She didn't fully trust the legal system or law enforcement, and the Wright investigation hadn't given her much reason to change her mind. But solving crimes was far more satisfying than any other kind of work she'd ever done, and to move on with her life, Rachel had to feel competent, needed, able. Rachel, Serrano, Tally, and Montrose carefully picked their way through the charred Linklater home. Ash and debris covered the floor. The formerly white walls were blistered and singed. What was a home yesterday was nothing more than a pile of cinder now. The real estate firm Linklater used to purchase the house had sent over the floor plans and schematics, and Rachel was mapping out each room in her mind as they went. She opened what remained of the kitchen cabinets and examined the appliances. She could tell from the condition of the burners and stove that Linklater cooked frequently. The lack of glassware meant he wasn't much of a drinker and didn't host many dinner parties. At the foot of what remained of the stairs to the second floor, Rachel stopped. She knelt down, ran a gloved finger over the floor. "Detectives!" she shouted. Serrano and Tally came over quickly. "Look at this." At the bottom of the staircase was a large black burn mark, almost perfectly circular. Rachel traced her finger around the mark. "Look around the margins. See how in the center it's black and burned, but around that it's considerably lighter, like someone poured lighter fluid in a pool and lit it. One of the fires was started right here." Serrano motioned toward the staircase.
"The staircase is singed in an almost perfect straight line, and the burn marks get thicker the higher up it goes."
Rachel said, "I'm thinking someone pulled an accelerant at the bottom of the stairs, then literally drew a line with it up the stairs."